Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show for Frank 104.3 FM. Hey, you know what? We're on Liberty Works Radio Network, and I think that's a catchy phrase, Liberty Works. You know, it'd be great if people would just start putting signs in their front yard, Liberty Works, in your own handwriting, in your own Kmart, Walmart handwriting. Spray paint, house paint, endurable, oil-based acrylic. No, that acrylic would be latex or something like that. But either way, I don't know. Something to think about. Liberty Works, folks. Liberty Works. Go back in history and see what happens when you give people liberty. So that's what we're going to talk about here today. I'm going to talk on my Faith and Freedom Show. The number here that you can call is 888-850-1872. That's 888. See, there's four of them. 50-1872. 50. Four eighths, the number 50, one USA. 50 states, one USA. 888-850-1872. Now that you've got that indelibly etched in your mind, you know, I had to be, when I was growing up in the Navy, I had to be an acoustic analyst. It's one thing to say, hey, I recognize that sound. I know what that is. Well, the problem is sometimes you got to take some of that information and pass it on to somebody else. And then you've got to find somebody like a commanding officer who wants to know, hey, prove it. I'm not going to make a report like that unless you can give me more information. And in short order, you got to be able to rattle off some information about that which you're telling your commanding officer that you're reporting on. So you've got to sometimes memorize some of this data. So we would used to use acronyms and things like that, mechanisms to memorize things. 8888, that's four eighths, 50 as in 50 states, four eighths, then 50 states, one USA. Wow. Even if, you know, you can figure it out once you're staring at your phone. Something happened today. If you are out there and you've got a business and you're looking for somebody who's courageous, tired of hiring cowards. If you're tired of hiring cowards, have I got a new employee for you. His name is Josh Ruttner. Josh Ruttner. He is he was at the Walmart, one of the Walmarts in Ocala area. Josh was fired. He was fired because he was courageous. What was he thinking?
What are you thinking running after him, you dummy? You dodo?
So Josh Ruttner violated policy when he pursued alleged shoplifter. This is from the Ocala Star. This is today, Wednesday, October 21st at 6:30 a.m. Yesterday, we reported on a story that came out today at 4:30 a.m. We reported it yesterday, even though it came out today at 4:30. Of course, it came out in New Zealand. Josh Ruttner said he was just doing his job as a Walmart, quote, asset protection officer. Earlier this month, when he chased a knife-wielding theft suspect across the store parking lot. Josh Ruttner, brave guy, guys. Hey, you're looking for an employee, a worker, or somebody to contract with who is not a coward? Consider Josh Ruttner. Josh Ruttner, former loss prevention officer for Walmart, is seen in the parking lot of the store on Southwest 19th Avenue Road in Ocala. So if you go to Ocala Star and you look at the photo there, that's Josh Ruttner. That's your prospective new contractor, employee, or whatever you'd like to do. He's the one with courage, and he's in the photo. If you go to the OcalaStar.com, and it's at the Southwest 19th Avenue Road in Ocala. The man, later identified as Mark Ash, was arrested by Ocala police, and the merchandise was recovered. The next day, Walmart fired Ruttner. Now, this story, by the way, is all over the place, but it's being reported by the Ocala Star. Ruttner said it boiled down to doing what was... Listen, wait. Danger, folks. This is a very important statement here. Just for you, if you keep tuning in, especially those who are over 40 years old, I'm gonna play some music that would go great with Frank 104. Great with the theme of Frank 104. It's extremely good stuff. I will play it for you if you'll stick around and listen to this one. Ruttner said it boiled down to doing what was right or following policy. Okay, he could have followed policy or he could do what was right. Now, that's a tough question. There's I talk about revealed law, you know, the divine intervention. Hey, this is the way it goes. Moses, go to Egypt. That kind of divine law, right? Then you've got natural right, which makes sense. It's a no-brainer. If you got a sense of right and wrong, you know what to do. Actually, you know, right and wrong comes from an absolute. That's actually revealed, isn't it? Rutner said it boiled down to doing what was right or following policy. For him, it was an easy choice. See, even if he was going to lose his job, he tended to want to do what was right. You guys really want to think about this Josh Rutner. I think he ought to put himself up for auction. You know, put out an availability letter and then look, take the highest bidder. I couldn't let him get away, Rutner said. That's wrong. I love this. I couldn't let him get away, Rutner said. This is Josh Rutner, who's just recently unemployed by Walmart because of his courage. I couldn't let him get away, Rutner said. That's wrong. But Michelle Bradford, a Walmart Stores, Inc. spokeswoman, said the store's no-chase policy is clear. We take the safety and security of our customers and associates very seriously. There are specific instructions as to what an associate can and can't do during a shoplifting episode. Well, folks, you got to think about Josh Rutner's gifts. He's not somebody who necessarily can check out his sanity at the policy door, can he? Josh Rutner, available today and no longer available. He was a Walmart employee. He no longer is so because of this courage problem he has. He's probably one of the guys you don't want to take to a meeting, too, because he may say something that everybody knows needs to be said, but nobody's got the chutzpah to say it. And sometimes you bring people like that to the meeting. They used to keep me from meetings, and then they used to bring me to meetings. It depended on what they want to have said and kind of make it look like somebody else, you know, that it was me saying it. Because if you get me to a meeting long enough and nobody says the obvious, guess what? I'll let them do it. I'll let them have their opportunity. But there comes this time when you have to say what matters because things are going to go wrong. I wonder if he's that kind of guy. Rutner. His name is Josh Rutner. He's available. We take the safety and security of our customers and associates very seriously. And I think, can I tell you, I think it is important. I know somebody personally who got shot in the face for chasing somebody. It was my brother. It's my brother Richard, who was named after my father Richard, who was named after Ralph Carmichael's father Richard. And we're going to play some Ralph Carmichael music today. We take the safety and security of our customers and associates very seriously. I think that's appropriate, and I think it's good to have policies like that. Because you know what? It's just a dumb deck of cards. It's just a dumb watch. It is merely material. It's going to burn. In fact, it'll burn in their pockets, won't it? We take the safety and security of our customers and associates seriously. So I agree with the policy. The problem is when somebody, you know, when somebody just can't help it because they've got this innate sense of right and wrong, what do you do to them when they do that? Well, somebody without self-control. But if somebody lacks self-control in doing right, is different than somebody who lacks self-control in doing wrong. But it violated the policy. Was it wrong? Let's see. There are specific instructions as to what an associate can and can't do during a shoplifting episode. According to Ocala police reports and Rutner's account, the trouble happened at Walmart in Southwest 19th Avenue Road near the Paddock Mall. Ash, oh, by the way, for your safety, Josh is not working there anymore, by the way. So keep that in mind, especially when you go late at night. Josh isn't working there anymore. Near the Paddock Mall, Ash picked up a pack of golf balls valued at $42.98 and put him in his pants. He was probably going to conduct some kind of terrorist golf ball attack on a thin pane of glass or something. Ash then took the golf balls to another section, left them, and ate deli chicken without paying, Rutner said. Rutner said he watched Ash put the golf balls back in his pants and head out of the front of the store. After radioing for assistant Rutner, two other employees tackled a man. Oh, and two other employees. I wonder what the other guys. Who are the other guys? I wonder if they got fired. How come Rutner's in the news and the other ones aren't? Two other employees tackled a man outside the food center doors. That's called an assault. Rutner worked for Walmart for nearly 4 months. He'd done plenty of stops before. He wasn't expecting Ash to pull a knife, slash at his face, and take off running, Rutner said. I felt now that he was a danger to the public and the city. If he'd pull a knife on two security guards, he'd pull a knife on anyone. I love this guy. I love Josh Ruttner. He's wonderful. Right versus wrong, safety first, forget the worst that's going to happen to him. Ruttner attempted to hit the man with a shopping cart, he said. Well, he tried to use some other kind of force other than his face. Customer Francesca J. Marie told authorities she followed Ash into the parking lot from inside her car. She told him to stop and put down the knife, which officials say she then picked up and threw in the middle of the road. Customer Francesca J. Marie? You're kidding. She follows him in the parking lot from inside her car. So she drove and followed the guy. I love this. What's with this rash of courage that's happening in Ocala? Police arrested Ash, who was charged with robbery with a deadly weapon and aggravated assault. Ruttner, well, it might have been aggravated defense. Ruttner returned to work the next day. I was doing my normal routine. Nobody said anything. Around lunchtime, see the good old days, you know what? These guys would get commendations. If it weren't for the pandemic of dementia sweeping America. Around lunch, he was called into manager's office. A corporate representative from Arkansas was waiting. They said this is a non-rehirable offense. At the age of 65, I can't even come back and become a greeter. Before, okay, well, you don't want to. Josh Ruttner is available for work, folks. Before the Walmart spokesman declined to comment on Ruttner's potential for rehiring, Ruttner said he knew Walmart policy prohibits employees from going after suspects armed with a weapon, but there was no time to think about the consequences. Ruttner turned in his keys, security codes, and badge. I didn't get hurt. They got their merchandise, he said, and yet I got fired. Ruttner said he was required to give a deposition Tuesday in Ash's court case. Ash remains in Marion County Jail in lieu of a $57,000 bail. Hey, this is the Honor to Josh Ruttner Day. Thank you for the sake of Marion County and Ocala, notwithstanding Walmart's policy. Josh Ruttner nailed a criminal, not just a theft, but somebody who is dangerous, would slash at somebody with a deadly weapon. Isn't that amazing? And how about that lady who told him to drop the knife following him with her car? Maybe she like poised this 3,500-pound object behind him and revved the engine. We don't know. This is an interesting story. But Josh Ruttner, hey, when we come back, folks, when we come back, I'm going to be... I'm going to tell you a story about a guy I know who got shot in the face when he chased somebody when they had D-cell batteries. What is it about circular objects being stolen from stores that just drives people to do crazy things, to wield weapons, and to have courageous people chase them down? Hey, so as we're going to listen to the Ralph Carmichael Big Band with the Ralph Carmichael arrangement of his own song, we're going to check out here on Frank Talk 104.3 FM. And when we come back, of course, I am going to tell you about an incident of somebody very close to me with the same last name as me and the guy who's leading this band. And we're going to find out what happened when you get shot in the face. Let's see the kind of effect a shot in the face has on a 6'4.5", 240-pound 22-year-old who's ticked off at somebody doing the wrong thing. Josh Ruttner of Ocala is available for your hiring pleasure. Keep him in mind. And by the way, folks, I want you to tune in to our website at faithfreedoms.org. There is there on faithfreedoms.net an interview I did with this big band leader, Ralph Carmichael, who's probably the known as the father of contemporary Christian music, obviously accomplished in the secular field as well. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some things in the news, some political things that are in the news. And hopefully it'll be not only entertaining, it'll be educational. And it's going to equip you to succeed in life, to encourage others to succeed as well. And we're going to stay tuned because we shall return.